In Italy, a right to die case has created a constitutional crisis. It involves a woman who has been in a coma for 17 years and Italy's prime minister, who's defying a Supreme Court ruling and trying to rush through a law that would force doctors to reconnect the woman's feeding tubes. The Vatican has weighed in on the side of the prime minister. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Eluana Inglaro has been in an irreversible coma since a 1992 car accident. Last summer, her father, Giuseppe Inglaro, won a decade-long legal battle when the highest court ruled in his favor that feeding tubes could be disconnected. But the Catholic Church mobilized, and under government pressure, no hospital could be found willing to carry out the ruling. Until last week, when Inglaro was transferred to a clinic in the northern city of Udine, where on Friday, doctors began reducing her nutrition. Giuseppe Inglaro insists his daughter would not have wanted to be kept alive artificially.
She had said clearly she would not want her body to be dependent on the invasive care of others, that it would be an unacceptable violation. But Eluana has been violated. She has undergone a therapeutic violation.
But within hours, in an unexpected move, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi issued an emergency decree stating that nutrition can't be suspended from any patient who depends on it.
Una persona che respira in modo autonomo, una persona viva.
She breathes. She's alive. She could even bear a child, and her vegetative state might even be reversible one day.
However, President Giorgio Napolitano refused to sign on constitutional grounds. He said it violates fundamental separation of powers between the executive and judicial branches since it defies a Supreme Court ruling. Writer Umberto Eco added his name to a petition supporting Napolitano's decision.
This government decree is against a court ruling. It's as if I had been convicted of strangling my grandmother and the government passed a decree saying I can go home.
The Vatican sided with Berlusconi and strongly criticized the president. Cardinal Renato Martino, head of the Vatican's Justice and Peace Department, expressed his deep disappointment, saying, in the midst of all these political diatribes, a person is being killed. And on Sunday, Pope Benedict weighed in for the second day in a row, appealing for prayers for the sick. Especially for the most seriously ill, he added, those who cannot in any way care for themselves and are totally dependent on the care of others. The political power struggle widened when Berlusconi threatened to change the constitution not through parliament, but by popular referendum.
Berlusconi, sei un infame!
Demonstrations in defense of the Constitution were staged in many cities. In Rome, large crowds gathered outside Berlusconi's office. Jean-Léonard Troidi, a Catholic deputy of the opposition Democratic Party, worried that Italy is swerving toward a more authoritarian system.
I'm worried about our democracy because we have Berlusconi who is challenging our Constitution. It's a key event for Italian democracy. And it's why we are here, to tell to these men that democracy is ours and we are ready to take back.
Polls show most Italians side with Inglaro's father, but Berlusconi has vowed to push an emergency law through parliament ordering doctors to reconnect Inglaro's feeding tubes. The Senate is scheduled to meet later for a night-long session. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.